Well, hello, bros. It's time for that hero stuff, bro! That hero stuff! Oh! How are you doing on the day of today? This is James Hall, and welcome to Restoring Heroes, Real Biblical Manhood in a Counterfeit World, and empowered by the War Cry Podcast Network! Woo! Look, I got a whole lot to say in a little bit of time, so I need you to keep your ears peeled and your eyes open. Can you do that for me? I believe you can. Look, I just want to get straight to it. No shop talk today. Let's get straight to it. Maybe just a little shop talk. Follow Instagram, Hero Stuff Bro, at Hero Stuff Bro, Instagram, Hero Stuff Bro, Instagram. Okay, let's keep going. So today, we're talking about the temper tantrum throwing, penis following, fondling, man-child. So we're talking about man-child, being a man-child today. As Christian men, our goal is to grow into maturity. We are not childish, temper tantrum throwing, penis fondling, mama's boys. We are men. We are husbands and fathers that need to put to death the man-child mentality. So, recently I've been listening to some philosophical things, you know, about manhood and things like that, getting another perspective, different types of perspective. But I ran across this thing called, Pure Aeternus, which is a Latin word, and a mythological child god or godchild, right? Child god who is forever young. In psychology, it is an older person whose emotional life remains in a state of adolescence, which is known as the Peter Pan syndrome. Okay. Now I'm read from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13 through 14. It says, until we obtain the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may be no longer children tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind and doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. So we won't be tossed about by every wind and doctrine. We won't be tossed about what this person says, or the Norse doctrine says, or Stoics say, and what the other person over there says, sometimes Jordan Peterson says, or Elliot Hoyce says, Owen Benjamin says, and what we won't get tossed to and fro by those things. We will stay solid on the word of God to grow into mature manhood, right? To grow into mature men, not tossed to and fro, but solid on the rock, solid on the word of God, solid and standing strong against every wind that comes past us. We won't fall for it. We'll stand and say, thus saith the Lord, right? All right. So this is a quote from academyofideas.com. It says, many young men are struggling academically, socially, spiritually, financially, sexually. They are living at home into their late 20s and 30s, choosing to remain in the comforts, in the comforting confines of their parents, right? Parents care rather than testing the own unknown waters of independence. Instead of striving to create something for themselves, many prefer the familiar and comfortable virtual worlds of internet, pornography, and video games. If we are not careful, we will build spaces to escape from the responsibilities of biblical manhood. A virtual kingdom to pretend that we have all our crap together. A place where no one questions us about our decisions and everyone agrees with us. A virtual paradise for our folly. As our homes burn from the dragons we refuse to fight. See, man, if we're not careful, we'll build communities. Like, we'll build Facebook groups. We'll build Instagram groups. We'll build an Instagram following where no one says anything contrary to what you believe. We'll build Facebook groups, fortresses of our own ideas called echo chambers. And everyone does it. So we'll build these things. We'll build friendships with people that with weak man, so they won't talk to you about, call you on your crap. We'll build relationships. We build all these things. We'll build, we try to build our house in a way. We'll dive into and fall into a kingdom, a virtual kingdom, to escape from our responsibilities, to escape from biblical manhood. So we'll fall into playing video games hours and hours on end. We'll fall into online social network things hours and hours on end. We'll fall into going golfing. We'll fall into playing basketball with the boys. We'll fall into all these things hours and hours on end to creating a virtual world, because that's not real life, you know. Golf, the way life is on a golf course is not real life, you know what I mean? So we build all these things as dragons are burning down our house, as Satan is attacking our house. We'll build all these things to avoid, we'll build all these virtual worlds to distract us, to so we can continue to live in our folly, as dragons are continually to burn and to attack our houses. That's what we do. As if we're not careful, we'll build those things. And that's the mentality of the man child. Right? A man child, a boy, when he gets in trouble, he wants to pout and run to his room and barricade himself so he can be sullen and pout in his own space, right? And if we're not careful, we'll do that. We'll do that. If we're not careful, we'll do that. And I'm gonna keep on going, right? And this is called a refusal to fight. All right. This is this scripture right here. We're talking about throwing temper tantrums, right? We're talking about throwing temper. The next thing we're going to talk about is the temper tantrum that man child throws. Man children throw temper tantrums. And I don't want you doing that. So here we go. This is from Proverbs chapter 14, verse 29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who is hasty, who has a hasty temper, exalts folly. See, the problem is when you build a world where everything you say is right, everything you do is not corrected, no one challenges you, you tend to have an overconfidence about how wise and smart you are, because everybody around you are yes men, yes women, scared to say something to you because you're going to blow up, all that stuff. Because of that, you will be exalted in your own folly. You'll be exalted in your own folly because you don't have great understanding. The scripture says, look, men do not throw temper tantrums. We do not explode in anger and a barrage of cussing and fussing when we don't get our way. That, my friends, is man-child behavior. That behavior needs to be taken out back and shot. Why? Because losing our tempers is soft serve. It's soft. It's not. I told this to a kid. I work at a school. So I told this to a kid. He was getting mad. I lose my temper. I just lose my temper. I looked at him. I said, because I've been watching Forged in Fire. And I looked at him. I said, hey, do you know where that word temper comes from? Where that comes from? And he was like, no. I said, well, when you make a blade, right, and you heat it up and you shape the blade you grind the blade down to the right dimensions and everything you need, and before you can sharpen the blade, you have to heat it up real hot to the right temperature, and then quench the blade in oil. and that tempers the blade. And what I mean by that, that makes it hard. It makes it usable as a blade. Because only when the blade is hardened can you sharpen it, and it can be used to do damage, right? Used to cut, use the whatever, whittle wood into something, right? Used to whatever you need it for to be used in. But it's only when it's tempered can you do that. When you say that you lose your temper, it means that you have lost the hardness in your blade. It means you have lost the hardness in your blade. When you say you have lost your temper, that means you are acting soft. That means you're acting soft. So, because losing your temper is soft serves, and no dragon is afraid of soft serve. And the folly in this is because we actually think we're operating in power when we lose our temper. We actually think our yelling and throwing a temper tantrum because we don't get our way, and yelling and cussing and fussing and yelling at our kids and yelling at our daughters and cussing at our daughters and cussing at our kids and doing all these things and being angry and slamming stuff. We actually think that we're working in power, but what our children see, what our wives see, is soft serve. They see you working in softness. They don't see a man. They see a child with diapers banging because they don't get their way. Slapping the table because they didn't get their bomb pop. They didn't get their popsicle. They didn't get their binky. So they're slamming the table mad and angry. That's what they see. That's what they see. Because scripture says, whoever is slow to anger has great understanding. But he who is hasty, who has a hasty temper, exalts folly. Exalts folly. So men, we have to take that temper tantrum mentality, that explosive anger we have to take that out back, put a bullet in it. Pow! Put a bullet in it, right? Let's keep it moving. Killing Tinkerbell. Now, I was listening to Jordan Peterson. I told you I was listening to a whole lot of YouTube stuff and psychology and all the other stuff. So I was listening to Jordan Peterson. He was describing Tinkerbell. And I don't think he's a Christian man. So I don't suggest you listen to him all the time. But there is some wisdom, because Jesus is Lord. So every good thing, every wise thing really is, you know, there's nothing new under the sun. So anyway, let me get back to what I was saying. Why am I rambling? So Jordan Peterson described Tinkerbell as like as a fantasy, as nothing really, as fantasy. So when I'm talking about killing Tinkerbell, I'm talking about this. Look, with much seductive speech, she persuades him. With her smooth talk, she compels him. All at once, he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as a stag is caught fast with an arrow pierce his liver, its liver. As a bird rushes into a snare, he does not know that it will cost him his life. Proverbs 7, verse 20 through 23. It goes without saying, but I'm going to say it. Porn and doing porn, funneling your penis while watching pornography is man-child behavior. Right? Funneling your penis while in the shower or scrolling on your phone is not the embodiment of manliness. It's not manliness embodied, right? And there's a quote from Douglas Wilson from an article I need you to read. It's called Pornography for Cuckolds. Okay. When a man finds a particular woman beautiful and attractive, and then he satisfies himself by watching another man take her, he is deadening all the remaining vestiges of his masculinity. It is not hypermasculine. It's not a hypermasculine impulse to watch to watch another, watch other people get it on. It is the opposite. It is one of the hyenas strutting in front of the other hyenas doing his best lioning impression. Let me, if you didn't understand that, it's like a hyena strutting in front of another hyena pretending to be a lion, right? It is not a cosmopolitan delicates. It is not worldly wise. It is not the experience of a man of the world. It is getting your jollies through losing, which is, as sexual perversion goes, down near the bottom. We have to fight against the seduction of pixelated breasts and hinder parts that do not belong to us. You get that? You get that? We must fight against that. The blinking lights of the screen are attractive, but only because they are baiting you into a trap. Before you know it, you'll be getting digested by the anglerfish of lasciviousness. You know what lascivious means? Like lustful and everything sensual and pervertedly sensual, right? And you know what an anglerfish does, right? That light that dangles in front of the fish looks so pretty. If you ever watch Finding Nemo or whatever, or look at any Discovery Channel, look at the anglerfish, and you see how it dangles a light because it's in darkness. It's the only light source down deep below, and it dangles and dangles and dangles, and fish come down and tap it and hit it and mess with it and play with it. And before you know it, they are getting eaten, because out of the, on top of the anglerfish's head, there's a little light, and it's a lure to, so their bait can get close to them, their meal can get close to them, so they can chomp and digest, right? So before you know it, you'll be digested by the anglerfish of lasciviousness. And there's no hope for you then, unless the sword of the spirit guts that son of a flounder and releases you from the pit. There's no hope. There'll be no hope. You'll feel all the way in despair unless the word of the Lord comes in and changes you. Unless the word of the Lord comes in, the sword of the spirit comes in and pierces the side of the angler. It kills Tinkerbell. And kills Tinkerbell. Kill that fantasy. We must fight against the tendency to get lost in and enveloped in the fantasy world. The fantasy world. We must. You might not be able to. And I'm going off my nose. But you might not be able to have an Instagram account because you'll touch the search bar too much. You might not be able to have a smartphone. You might have to have a dumb phone for a little bit. You know what I'm saying? We must kill Tinkerbell. Must kill Tinkerbell. Let's keep on moving. Failure to launch. Okay. A not so rocket man. Let's just talk and say it like that. Here we go. Therefore, a man shall leave his mother and father, or his father and his mother, and hold fast to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. Genesis 2:24. He hopes to be, this is a quote from Carl Jung. He hopes to be caught, to be sucked in, enveloped, devoured. He seeks, as it were, the protection, nourishing, charmed circle of his mother, the conditioning of the infant released from every care. No wonder the real world vanishes from sight. Carl Jung. And he's talking about the man who's failure to launch. Let me see this. Failure to launch is another cause of man-child syndrome. The lack of strong men causes young men to cling to their mothers. Also causes the mother to be overbearing to make up for the missing piece. She also will use the child to fill the hole left by the man. This is why it is imperative to lead your family. It is imperative to lead your family. So the failure to launch syndrome, if you don't deal with that type of stuff, you will cause it to be a generational thing, right? All right, this is a quote from James Hollis. It says, sons also need to watch their fathers in the world. They need him to show them how to be in the world, how to work, how to bounce back from adversity. They need the activation of their inherent masculinity, both by outer modeling and by direct affirmation. Right? And that's from James Hollis from the book Under Saturn's Shadow. And then Ephesians says this, husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her, that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, so that he might present the church to himself in splendor, without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing, that she might be holy without blemish. In the same way, husbands should love their wives as their own bodies. He who loves his wife loves himself, for no one hated his own flesh, but nourishes it and cherishes it, just as Christ does the church, because we are members of his body. And Ephesians 6 says, fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in discipline and instruction of the Lord. So the failure to launch syndrome that makes men man-child, the man-child thing, that syndrome that happens, that failure to launch thing, can all be squashed if we deal with us, right? You deal with the reason why you're angry. You deal with the reason why you won't kill Tinkerbell. You deal with the reason why you feel like you have a problem with leaving and cleaving, you deal with the reason why you are attached to your mom a little bit too hard, and you listen to your mom before you listen to your wife, or you're not leading your family properly, which causes your wife to have to take up the slack and be overbearing and do those things against your children, or because you're not stepping up. You deal with those facts. And this, I'm gonna give you three things that you can do. And it's a whole lot into it, but I'm gonna give you three bullet points, okay? So how to destroy the man child in you, okay? Number one, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. James 4:7, submit yourselves to God. That means whatever the Bible says do, you have to be dedicated to doing that, right? Whatever the Bible says, this is the type of man you should be. You need to be dedicated in doing that thing. That's submission. Because only through that submission are you able to resist Satan. So you're going to submit to God. You're going to pray for guidance through that submission. So when the scripture says this, you're going to do this. When the scripture says that, you're going to do that. When the scripture says woo-doo-woo, you go do woo-doo-woo, just like the scripture says. Woo-doo-woo. I don't know what's wrong with me. All right. Next, number two, know your triggers. Know your triggers. It says in 2 Corinthians 2:11, so that we would not be outwitted by Satan, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Know your triggers. What are things that are bubbling up inside of you that's causing you to be angry? Do you need to take a longer time away from work? I had a friend call me out on that stuff when I was a little bit angry. I had a little stressful last year. I had a stressful time during the school year, and there's some kids that irritate me, but I have a short commute. I'm like 7 minutes away from my job. So my friend just suggested, hey, maybe you need to run some errands. You need to do something. You need to sit outside a little bit before you go in the house, so you won't be acting like a little punk when you're in the house. One of my boys called me out. Like, maybe you need, because they had nothing to do with why you're angry. So maybe you need to spend a little bit more time outside before you go in. Pray. Okay, I'm not going to act like a punk when I go in the house. I'm not going to have all of my feelings. I'm not going to do any of that. And also communicate to your wife at the time, to your wife about what you're feeling. Hey, babe, I need a little bit of time before I'm able to do this and this, and I'll be right with you, type thing. Know your triggers. Know that you might not be able to be on that search bar. Know that you might need covenant eyes on your phone. You might need covenant eyes on your search. You might need those things. Know that if you in the morning, I heard a statistic that most men do their penis fondling in the morning in the shower or whatever. Well, you might have to take a quick shower. You might have to take a cold shower first thing in the morning. Right, you might have to do that. Know your triggers. Don't be ignorant of how Satan gets you. You might not be able to go, you shouldn't watch any halftime shows or now you shouldn't watch any Grammys. You might not be able to have a TikTok thing because it's so, you know what I mean? You have to know what sets you off and what's your triggers, right? You might need to kind of put boundaries between you and your mother. You might have to make a decision that, hey, mom, I'm not going to be able to do it. It's going to have to take some boldness. But mom, no, I'm not going to listen to you on that. I'm just not going to argue with you. You know what I mean? Number three, the final one. Then I can go. Get some wise counsel. Proverbs says in Proverbs 15, verse 22, it says, without counsel, plans fail. But with many advisors, they succeed. And then Proverbs 18, verse 1 says, whoever isolates himself seeks his own desires. He breaks out against sound judgment. Get some wise counseling. Get some fathering. Get some mentoring. Read a book. Read a book. And I read a whole lot of Doug Wilson books now. And there's Future Men, there's How to Exasperate Your Wife, there's a book called, what I just got finished reading? Future Men, Fidelity, How to Be a One Woman Man, Why Children Matter, all these books that I read already. But read them and try to imitate good man. If you don't have a father, a father that helped you, that fathered you properly, then it's up to you to find someone who knows what you don't know. There's no excuse for sitting down and not growing. You have to find a man who knows what you do not know and learn from him. A godly man. Okay, you can't be isolated. You can't learn this stuff in isolation. You really want to kill the man child? Get some people in your life, an older man. Read some books. Read and read the word. All this stuff. Read all these things to help you be a man. If you don't know, you have to take responsibility and learn the stuff. And you don't know what you don't know if you're not connected to a community of men who want to help you. You have to be open up for that. Okay? We are killing the man child in us. We are killing the man child in us. Because we cannot slay dragons. We cannot slay dragons. If we're man child, if we're man children, we can't. Because dragons aren't scared of man babies. And that's all I got to say about that, heroes. Until next time, be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, and be strong out there. Whoop-ah!